Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Bon Jovi's right. We are halfway there. That is halfway through the fantasy football season. With most season-long leagues just about 13 weeks long, we've pretty much reached the midway point. And week 7 is going to be a real challenge for the season-long player. 4 teams. Yes, the Bears, the Packers, the Bengals, and the Broncos are all on byes this week. Your combined skill on draft day, your identification of talent within your league's waiver wire, and quite frankly, some luck, are going to get you through this week. Let's tackle week 7 together. I am Joe DeLita, and it's just a fantasy sports show starts right now. Well, I hope you did well in week 6. I was 2-1 in my season-long leagues. And just to show you that the same things happened to me as happened to you in the world of fantasy, I'll break down the reason for my loss. It came down to my running backs. Now, my two prime running backs on this particular team, as I've told you, I just play in 3 leagues, but my backs on this team are Melvin Gordon from the Chargers and Eddie Lacy, of course, from the Packers. And right away, you should know I had a bad week when I mentioned those two names. Now, Gordon is basically a body that I put into my running back slot every week. He averages 13 carries per game, has 299 total rushing yards for the season, and has caught 13 balls for a total of 86 yards. No touchdowns so far. He fumbled twice this past week against the Packers, and the Chargers benched him at halftime. Got me a big fat zero. You know, he rushed for 29 yards. Plus the minuses that I took on my my fumbles, I got a 0. So as for Eddie Lacy,
Eddie, I know you.
Yeah, Eddie. Well, at least I thought that I knew you. I mean, there was really no one more supportive of Eddie Lacy this preseason than yours truly. You know, everyone had their own personal favorites as the number one pick. You had some players who were gonna draft Adrian Peterson as the number one overall pick. Other people like Jamal Charles. Some were going to bite the bullet and need the 2-game suspension and go along with Le'Veon Bell. Wide receiver Antonio Brown also got a lot of attention as a top 5 or 6 overall pick. Me, I had always said that Eddie Lacy was my number one running back. And if I wasn't going to take Lacy, I was going to take Antonio Brown, which in years past, I would never make a wide receiver my number one overall pick. But the times, they are changing, and that's how it worked out. In 2 of my teams, I went with Brown, and in the other, I went with Lacy. And right now, I'm hurting because
they stink.
You said it, Mike. I mean, there's no other way of putting it, but my teams are deep enough where I've been able to withstand their ineptitude. Now, with Antonio Brown, you get what his problem has been, and it's that Michael Vick should retire. Big Ben's injury has really hurt Brown, and I mean, remember when we were all wondering if Vic was a possible viable fantasy pickup off the waiver wire? I mean, we as fantasy players are always looking for that one flash of what used to be regarding Vic. And back to Lacy, he might have some underlying ankle issue, but this is 2 years in a row that he's gotten off to a slow start. Let's face it, his backup, James Starks, is very capable. I mean, I don't know if he'll be able to perform like he has been for the rest of the season. I mean, he rushed for 112 yards on 10 carries, added a receiving touchdown. By the way, the Chargers have been very friendly to opposing running backs all season long. So take that into consideration when you look at Stark's numbers for this past week. But the Packers are on a bye. And if you own both Starks and Lacy, which is the right thing to do, by the way, you have to wonder who is the better start going forward. So we have a week to figure it out. By the way, I do own James Starks on this team that we've been talking about. And obviously, I would have won had I started him, but I can't beat myself up over it. I mean, the Packers were playing against a Chargers team, like I said, that was very weak against the run. Lacy wasn't even on the Packers injury list. I mean, why would I have even thought about starting Starks? So get off my back! And the same goes for you. You could only put players in your starting lineup based on the information that you have in hand. I mean, don't start second-guessing yourself. I heard Roto expert Tony Cincotta the past couple mornings on his Fantasy Funhouse show on Sirius XM, and he was basically saying, start your best players all the time. I mean, to paraphrase him, he said the news coming out leading to games can just drive you out of your mind. All week it looked like Odell Beckham Jr. wasn't going to play, and being that his game was on a Monday night, I'm sure that some of you put someone in your lineup who was playing on a Sunday just in case ODB sat out. I mean, you didn't want a zero. All right? So back to Antonio Brown. I mean, since we were talking about him, even though he had 3 catches for 24 yards this past week, you have to start him in season-long leagues because when you don't, you know he's going to blow up, right? He's going to have that big game. Don't play him in your weekly FanDuel or DraftKings-type leagues right now until Ben Roethlisberger does come back, okay? Lacey, Eddie.
Eddie! I want to talk to you!
Yeah, I mean, I would like to have the opportunity to talk to Eddie Lacy. Maybe Eddie Murphy could make it happen, right? Lacy is a different story because if he is truly battling an injury, well, then maybe this bye week can help get him healthy. I mean, but on Monday, Coach Mike McCarthy said Lacy was banged up and that contributed to his reduced touches. And yes, supposedly McCarthy used the phrase hot hand, which you hate to hear because it's sometimes the precursor to the dreaded running back by committee. I know that Starks has outplayed Lacy so far this season, but Lacy did come on strong late last season and was the hot featured back just about when your season-long fantasy team was heading down the stretch towards your own league's playoffs. Just when you needed him most, he was there for you. Antonio Brown, classic buy low candidate. Lacy is a good buy low guy, but I'm not as confident in his rebound as I am in Brown's. Remind me. But I think that maybe for our Saturday show, we should try to do a segment on buy low and sell high. But for now, we need to move on to the waiver wire. Now, I'm going to recommend some players, and I want you to use your own judgment, especially when it comes down to who you're going to drop in order to pick up a player. As I say every week, watch the activity on the waiver wire, especially on these weeks when you have multiple teams on buys. I mean, you never know who someone might be forced to drop this week. I mean, there are some serious fantasy stars on a bye this week. Aaron Rodgers, Matt Forte. I mean, there's no chance that those type of players are going to be dropped. But you might be surprised as to who might be out there when the smoke clears, all right? So, Christian Michael, running back for the Cowboys, has been getting plenty of first-team reps. He has got some big-time ability and should be someone that you focus on this week in your league's waiver wire. He's going to see more playing time this week against the Giants. And, boy, the Giants ever looked disheveled on Monday night, man. So I don't know how much playing time he's going to get, but his role will increase, okay? Christian Michael. And based on my discussion about Melvin Gordon earlier, Brandon Oliver is someone to find in your league's waiver wire if you have the bench space and don't have to throw back someone too valuable to pick him up. He can end up getting some work out of the Chargers' backfield. Now, don't expect miracles. The Chargers' offensive line is a bit banged up, but Oliver did play pretty well at times last season when he had to fill in for Ryan Matthews. He had a couple of 100-plus yard games on the ground. He also had a couple of stinkers, but if you own shares of Gordon, hopefully you have Woodhead, Danny Woodhead, but if you don't, Oliver is someone to look into picking up. I mentioned Titans running back Antonio Andrews to you last week, and I still recommend him again this week. He might have some moderate success out of the Titans backfield this weekend. Jaguars running back T.J. Yeldon was inactive due to a groin issue in week 6, and that means Toby Gerhart might get some more reps this week because he got some last week. But, I mean, he was terrible last week, 9 carries for 26 yards. And if Yeldon is out again, I really wouldn't start any Jaguar running back this week. But remember, Denard Robinson, who has been dealing with a sprained MCL, saw some action last week. He wasn't great either, but could be that he was dealing with some lingering issues with that injury. But remember, he put together a string of some pretty good games for the Jags last season. I like him a lot better than Toby, but in the end, it depends on what the Jags think and how healthy Robinson actually is. By default, the Lions are going to rely on Theo Riddick more this week in their backfield. Joique Bell's ankle is a bit cranky. Amir Abdullah can't even hold on to the ball. He's got a little fumbleitis brewing there. And Zach Zenner has a chest injury, so not sure if he's going to be playing. And that means more work for Riddick, who was basically a good PPR league back to start off with. But with so many Detroit running backs out of commission and having their issues, wide receiver Lance Moore, who has found the end zone in each of the past 2 weeks, might be a decent add for you in deeper leagues. I mean, beware, because the Lions offense has been very inconsistent this season, to say the least, and his relevance is directly tied to the Lions' troubled running game. I mean, other than that, there are just too many running back by committee situations in the NFL right now. But moving on, hopefully it's not too late for you to pick up Vikings wide receiver Stephon Diggs off of your league's waiver wire. Sometimes get some player evaluations wrong, but I happen to get this one right. 13 grabs for 216 yards in his last two games, and those were actually the first two games of his NFL career. Grab him if he is available. Chiefs wide receiver Albert Wilson is someone who will be looked at on your league's waiver wire. He showed up in box scores last week. I mean, watch Jeremy Maclin and his whole concussion protocol that's going to be going on this week. So if Maclin is out, Wilson's value is going to increase. Remember, even the bad teams, and the Chiefs are a bad team so far this season, a player or two on that bad team is going to eventually have some fantasy value. Cardinals wide receiver John Brown had himself a week, a very good week last week, and I had mentioned him in my previous podcast how he had been a forgotten man based on his mediocre play. Ravens have given up the second most fantasy points to wide receivers, and if your league mates have had to give up on Brown based on all these bye weeks or whatnot, or even if Michael Floyd is around, this week's matchup against the Ravens makes the Cardinals wide receivers someone or some people that you can focus on, right? Get them in your starting lineup. Remember Cecil Shorts? Well, the Texans wide receiver is the third in the long line of the Cecil Shorts before him. He's now known as Cecil Shorts the third. He's a decent option in these weeks where you know, have so many teams on a bye, and obviously wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins is definitely the number one guy by far in Houston. He is averaging just under 15 targets per game so far this year. But Shorts is someone that's been doing okay. I mean, he could be a good plug-and-play kind of guy for you if you need someone on your roster. And I also want you to watch the Jaguars wide receiver Allen Robinson's progress this week. He had to exit week six due to a leg injury, and Brian Walters may see some extra targets come his way if Robinson can't play. Walters caught 8 of 12 targets for 87 yards against the Texans. Keenan Allen, wide receiver for the Chargers, was had a very good year, as Sinatra used to say, injured his hip in week 6. Should be okay for week 7, but just in case, check out Malcolm Floyd. I always get those two guys confused, Malcolm Floyd, Michael Floyd. But Malcolm Floyd on the Chargers, he might be someone to focus on, not just because of Allen's injury, but also because of, you know, with the uncertainty in the Chargers' backfield. Look, I mean, Phillip Rivers had to throw the ball 65 times on Sunday, and even if he cuts that back to 50, maybe Floyd will get some extra targets coming his way, right? I want you to believe in Browns wide receiver Travis Benjamin and tight end Gary Barnage. If there's a chance that they're still available on your waiver wire, cut it out and grab them already. Travis Benjamin has had a 3-game touchdown drought, but has been extremely useful in PPR leagues. And tight end Gary Barnage just continues to get it done. I was ticked at myself because I forgot to take him out of my starting lineup. I wanted to use Crockett Gilmore instead this past week, you know, the tight end for the Ravens, who was out for a few weeks but came back this week. But in the end, against the tough Broncos defense, Barnage ended up being the better play. They're probably not out there for you on the waiver wire, but just in case, I thought I'd throw their names out there. Pick them up if they are. I hate recommending New England Patriots for fantasy purposes other than Gronk, but you know, I never recommend them because, hey, look, he's just an automatic start. So just get him in your lineup all the time. But when it comes to the Patriots, you never know what kind of game plan they're going to use. But if you find yourself desperate, and I mean desperate at wide receiver, Maybe you look at a Danny Amendola and hope for the best, right? Seven catches, 105 yards.